Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, Jeremy Carr.
Yeah.
You ever been in a place where your phone was supposed to be on silent, but some idiot had their phone, and the ring was a ringtone, like a song?
It doesn't happen to me because my phone's very rarely on ring. But I did have an alarm go off at the movies that I forgot I said.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting in the Orioles clubhouse, and this phone goes off, and it's a song. And I look over to Jacob Calvin-Meyer, and that's where it was coming from.
Was it Party in the USA? Because that's what I would have picked.
No, it was some girly song.
What was it, JCM?
I cannot express more that everything Rob just said there is a lie.
Oh. Wow.
And he told me in the moment that the next time I came on the radio on your guys' show, that he would tell that story and completely lie. It was a player in the clubhouse's phone.
I'm going to back up a second because I never used the word lie. I said embellish. It's a completely different. Oh. It's softer. It's the softer version of a lie, embellish.
Yeah, it's like soft petting during sex, I guess.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really do
anything. It's the soft petting
of
sex. That's what Rob was saying. I don't know where
you're
going.
Hey. All right, Jacob, I'm going to ask you the question that Joe asked us earlier. 4-2 on the road trip, which is good, but does it get soured a little bit that they lost the series in in Sacramento?
Yeah, listen, it's like you said, the optimist will look at that road trip and say, hey, that's great. If they go 4-2 in every six-game stretch moving forward, they're going to make the playoffs. The problem is that they just have dug themselves such a hole, and there's such little margin for error that you can't afford to lose games, that many games, to bad teams. And so you lose two games to an Athletics team that had lost 20 of its past 22. And, you know, I wouldn't say they gave away the game on Friday, but that's a game that they should absolutely win. And then on Sunday, they allow two lefties who frankly aren't very good, just completely shut them down. So you're right. It did end the trip with a sour taste.
Well, on that note then, just simple, how can they possibly be this impotent against left-handed pitching? For major league hitters, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get it, there's advantages, you know, in lefty-righty swaps, but this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's very confusing to the extent that if they keep performing this poorly against lefties, they will be the worst hitting team against left-handed pitchers in MLB history.
Really?
Yes. They're right now, you know, they're at least in the divisional era, and I'm pretty sure all the way, you know, going back to 1901. You know, this OPS is in fact, when it was really bad in late April or in early May, you know, they've actually hit a little bit better against lefties. It was like the OPS was like low 500s, and now it's like 558 or whatever. You know, every time they face a lefty now, I just go and look up, okay, what was Sandy Koufax's best season? What did hitters do against him in that season? What was Randy Johnson's best season? What did hitters do against him? And the Orioles are performing worse against lefties this season than hitters did against Randy Johnson in 2001, than Sandy Koufax in 1963 or whatever. Yeah. So, this is just a combination of some bad luck, some injuries, and just truly historically bad performance. There will be some regression, but we said that a month ago, and there really hasn't been.
So are you saying that they've improved going up from Sandy Koufax to Randy Johnson, albeit a small improvement, JCM, right?
Yeah, next it'll be Johan Santana.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Clayton Kershaw. and then they face Tarik Skubal on Thursday. So I actually saw somebody in my replies who said, for anybody who's inclined to bet on that game, that's going to be a reverse lock, basically telling people to bet on the Orioles. I don't give betting advice. It's not my job, nor should I. I would just suggest maybe keep your money off that game. Tarik Skubal's on a heater right now.
I wanted to ask you about Kobe Mayo because he's going to get an extended look now. Is it an extended look to be traded? Is it an extended look to be a part of this club? I asked Ryan Ripken earlier today, do you think there's sellers or buyers at the trade deadline? And it's an impossible answer to know until we get closer to see where they're at. But what do you think of Mayo and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, in terms of the selling versus buying, or like in terms of Mayo being traded, like no matter how it shakes out, like it's good for the Orioles if Kobe Mayo plays well. Because if he's going to be here long term, then it's good for them that he plays well. And if they want to trade him, it's good that he plays well so that they can get more in a trade. Sellers versus buyers at the deadline. It's hard for me to envision them being like a legitimate buyer at the deadline. There's such a short amount of time that they would have to be in a position where they think that their playoff odds are like, you know, close to 50%, which I don't know how that could even be possible in 6 weeks. The question is whether they're just going to not sell at the deadline. I think the players kind of need to get to a point where they play well enough and put themselves in a position where Mike Elias doesn't, you know, initiate a fire sale at the deadline. And quickly on Mayo, he looked much better at the plate in Sacramento than he had in earlier stints in the big leagues. You know, worked a 9-pitch at bat and hit a single, had his first extra base hit on Friday. He just looks a lot more calm at the plate. And it's not a coincidence that it's coming at the same time that the monkey is off his back and there's not really as much of a question about whether he's going to be playing regularly.
One of my favorite clubhouse people, Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Thanks a lot for your time, Jacob.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks man.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.